Rabban, I'm going to go slow, so I hope I finish today. If not, we'll continue tomorrow. Dug the Mishnah, Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph. Mishal Chishna Lemzidas Hayam, person's wife went to a faraway country. Bob Amrulay Mesa Ishtachav. And they came and they told him his wife died. Now Rashi learns that if they came and told him only that his wife died and no other party was involved, you need to aid him. However, Rashi Shita is, this is a big Kiddush, that at the same time they told him his wife died, they told the woman that her husband died, where an Eid Echad is Neman. So then, that same Echad is believed, Eid Echad is believed to tell the person that his wife died as well. Kiddush. Yeah, if they came and they told the person his wife died, you need to aid him. There's no Iguna. The heter of believing in Eid Echad is because of Iguna. There's no Iguna by a man who married a second wife. Whereas if they're telling a woman at the same time that her husband died, and telling this man that his wife died, since they're believed to say that her husband died because of Iguna, included was the whole statement, including that the wife died, which all a lot of Rishonim argue on, but this is Rashi's opinion. They told the guy his wife died, he married her sister. His wife came back. He can come back to him. He's not married to the second. So he can marry the second one's daughter, mother, or whatever it was, his sister. It would have to be second one's daughter. And she can marry his son. Again, if it's only about the wife, it has to be two Adam. That's why I mentioned Rashi Shita. In case of the Mishnah, when it's only about the wife, it would need two Adam. In case of Rishayna, if the first one dies, Mutar Mishni, he can now marry her sister. He never, the fact that he lived with her by mistake does not ban her. He told him his wife died and he married her sister. Then they told him, by the way, she was alive at the time you married the sister, but now she's dead. So Avlad Rishon Mamzer V'Achrone Mamzer. The first kid that was born while his wife was alive is a Mamzer. It's a result of a relationship that's Karis. Again, nobody's fault, but it is what it is. But the future kids are not Mamzer. And we don't know what Rabbi Yaisi is going on. We don't know the case Rabbi Yaisi is going on exactly. Anybody that whose marriage ruins it for others, ruins it for himself. If he doesn't ruin it to others, he doesn't ruin it to himself. We had on Friday, two pshatim in Rabbi Yaisi. Doesn't the Gemara writer, Avagav da'azal ishta v'gitzalim dinas hayav. The Gemara expands our Mishnah. This is not only talking about when his wife went by herself. His wife and his wife's sister's husband went away. And then an Eid Echad came, this is Rashi Shita, told the woman that her husband died, and told him that his wife died. And since the Eid Echad is believed to tell the woman that her husband died, we trust the Eid Echad to tell this guy that the wife died as well. That's Rashi's chiddush. Same age. I feel lucky. Right, and then they both come back. So Eish is Gisei Asira. The wife's sister cannot go back to her husband. She's an Eishes Ish, married by an Eid Echad. Obviously did not do a proper investigation. We throw the book at her. Ish Sharia. However, his wife can come back because her sister does not ask her, as we will see in Xeris HaKosov, that living with another woman does not ban you from marrying, from living with your wife. And we don't say that since the sister-in-law became usher to her husband, his wife should become usher to him, which is what Rabbi Yossi will say later on. Rabbi Yossi will say, since you banned your sister-in-law, you're banned yourself. Right? We will explain it when we get there. But the Tanakhama, our Mishnah says, no, each half is dealt with separately. His sister-in-law cannot go back to her husband because she's an Eishes Ish married by one Eid, and she gets the book thrown at her. His wife didn't do a thing wrong. He lived with her sister. Living with another woman does not ban this woman. And we don't say, since you ruined it for your brother-in-law, you ruin it for yourself as well. That's all the Gemara say. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Leima Masnissin like a Bekiva. Our Mishnah is seemingly not like a Bekiva. The Rebbe Kiva Avalei Achayis Grushasai. But according to Rebbe Kiva, that case would be your wife is the sister of your Grusha. Now, again, nothing to do with the case of brother-in-law. This is going on a regular case in the Mishnah. Two Adam came, told Reuven his wife died. He married his wife's sister. His wife comes back. Now, Pashtus, you would say, he doesn't have to give a get to his wife's sister. It was a non-marriage. Rabbi Akiva, at this point, for no reason that we understand, Rashi says, he did chorus.
To Nerva.
But it was no marriage. No reason for a get. Rabbi Akiva, for a reason unbeknown to us at this point, says he does need to give a get. Now, once he gives a get to his wife's sister, rabbinically, his wife is a sister of his divorcee. He would become usher to his wife. So therefore, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. The Iker Rabbi Akiva, Abelecha, is Grusha, so it's the sister of his Grusha, the Tanya Kola Rayas. All the Rayas. Sham Rayim, Shichas, the men who get. Chutzmeishas, Ishinis, Sabi Beth. No Erva needs a get, unless it's the woman that got married by Neid Echad, we make the second husband give her a get. Rabbi Akiva, by Shabab Eishasach, if a guy was told his brother died, and he's married his brother's wife, Yibum, then his brother shows up, we make him give a get. We don't know the reason for this.
Tanya Kola Rayas.
I did.
Is that everybody, or is that only Reb Shimon?
That's quite only Reb Shimon. Ve'echos Isha and his wife's sister. So according to Reb Akiva in our Mishnah, he would not be able to be married to his wife. And for the Gemara Pilutei Reb Akiva. I didn't finish. Reb Akiva number Reb Akiva by get. She becomes usher, his wife becomes usher, because she's rabbinically his divorcee sister. Something Gemara no raya. And they explained to Rabbi Akiva that he said something else totally. He was not going on a person who consummated a marriage with his wife and then married her sister. Nobody would require a get in that case. Why would she need a get? Is a non-marriage. The case is going to kiddush akavas isha. All the brother did was kiddushin, meaning Reuven never married Rachel. All he did, right? This is talking about the case of Eishasach. Reuven did kiddushin to Rachel. Reuven left town. The rumor was that Reuven died. Eidik Echad came in and said Reuven died, right? So Shimon went and did yibum. Now Reuven shows up. Now in truth, it was an erva. There's no need for a get. But on the other hand, there might be people out there that say that Reuven had never married this woman. He had just given Kedushin al-Tanai. And since he had given Kedushin al-Tanai, Shimon's marriage is a valid marriage. Because if it's not, it's his brother's wife. Again, Reuven went out of town. His aide Gachat came and told his wife, his Arusa, that your husband died. She went and married her husband's brother. She meant Ibum. But in people's eyes, it might be that Reuven's marriage was never good because it was done on condition. And Shimon is marrying her without Yibum, just marrying her. Now that Reuven comes back, if we're going to say she doesn't need a get from Shimon, people are going to say a married woman is leaving without a divorce. Because in people's minds is that option that Reuven was never married to this lady. It wasn't that Shimon did Yibum, he married a woman that was never married to his brother. That's what Rabbi Akiva is worried about.
Why would they think she was never married? Why would they think a married woman can leave without a get?
Reuven did kedushin to a woman.
He
did not do nisuin. He just did kedushin. He left town, and an edacha came and said he died. And this woman went and married her brother, Yibum. But in people's minds, they say, was this Yibum? Or was it that Reuven never was married to this woman? He might have had kedushin on a condition, and the condition wasn't met. And therefore, he's never her husband. And Shimon is her real husband. Not Yibum, but a real husband. Now Reuven comes back. So Shimon has to give a get. So now she can't go back to Reuven. That's what Rabbi Akiva is worried about. But it's only true if it was an Arusa. Then people will say she was never really married to Reuven. But by an Asua, that would never happen. Because nobody consummates a marriage on a condition.
Rabbi Gittel's coming to qualify Rabbi Akiva, man.
Rabbi Gittel is explaining Rabbi Akiva in the name of Rabbi Yosef, in the name of Rabbi Akiva by Yosef Amarav. Hashikidish is Isha v'hochlam didas hayam. V'shama shemesa. Amad v'nasa sachaisa. He married her sister. The army inchi people say, how come I said, I have a labor kedushay? First one had a condition. But this was a proper marriage. Therefore, that's what Rabbi Akiva says needs to get. And the Tanakhama says, no, we're not afraid of that. But in our Mishnah, Reuven was married to Rachel. He had consummated the marriage. And then nobody would say that if he lives with Leah, he has to give Leah a get. There's no way to view this as a marriage. Therefore, our Mishnah can go like Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva never talked about a case in Nisuan. And in the case of Nisuan, he would agree.
Did she go back to the first husband?
Why not? There was no get. The only reason Rabbi Akiva would not let her go back to the first husband is if he asked to divorce her sister.
That's because of the mechanics of Knaas?
No, no Knaas here.
Why?
Because of the rumor.
Why are they giving her Knaas?
No Knaas!
Why not?
Who? What her? They came and told Reuven his wife died.
No, I thought about
this. Oh, Eshazach?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because over here, the mechanics of the Knaas, correct. The mechanics of the Knaas.
So why, but why are we giving a Arusa a bigger Knaas than a Nesuah?
Because in Arusa, the mechanics work, and in Nesuah, the mechanics don't work.
Again. It's a bigger violation when she was married.
That's not true. It's the same violation.
Really?
Yeah. The same age as this. We talked about this last week. If the mechanics of the Knaas work a certain way and he doesn't fit the mechanics, drops through the cracks.
And she could, how could they count that she can go back to her first, the brother, the first husband?
According to this Shita, yes. According to Abiyaisi Shita, yes. Again, not everybody agrees. Some say it's a flat Knaas. But if he learns a flat Knaas, he doesn't need a get anyway. There's no reason for a get. Now you just want to know whether you make the Knaas without the get or not. We're not commenting on that here. There's no reason for Reuven, for Shimon, to write a get to his brother's wife.
If she's in the
sewer. Now, you want a Knaas her? You don't want a Knaas her? That's your business. Nothing to do with this.
Going back to our mission.
Our mission is talking about a Nesuah. So in the case of Achaisisha, the mission wasn't talking about Eshesach, but it's the same idea. Reuven was told Rachel died. If Rachel was his Arusa, and he married Leah, people will say Rachel's marriage was never a marriage, and his marriage to Leah was legit.
Therefore,
he needs to get. And once he needs to get, he can't take Rachel back. Whereas Rachel had consummated the marriage with her husband, nobody's going to think Leah was his wife. Don't think of my advisor. I'm another advisor of Khan. Ira Bekiva listening to me. According to Bekiva, the Mishnah could talk about a case when they told him his wife died and he married her mother. Because Tashmina Lir Bekiva, according to one version, Imshat and Bekiva, we learned that Amar Chamaisel Achim Yisalab Yisrafa. That marrying a mother-in-law, at this point the Gemara thinks is legal. That once a woman dies, you can marry her mother. The Tanya we learn. We're going to have three pshatim in this word. But at this point, we're going to have two. It says, burn him and them. And the question is, what do you mean them? You live with your mother-in-law, why should your wife get burnt? What does Dr. Braid have to say? Can everybody mute themselves? It seems that Dr. Bates says there's noise. I don't hear anything, but he hears. Right, burn them. Who's the them? Zokcha b'shmo, Eisa v'es achas mehem. Esa means one of them, his mother-in-law. Divrei b'shmo. Now the question is, what does that mean, shteya? So b'shmo m'la b'ayu, d'omer mashmo asar, sh'niku b'nayu. Abaya says, that both of them means he lived with his mother-in-law and grandmother-in-law. That's what it means, you burn both of them. So then everybody would agree, you can't marry a mother-in-law after the death of your wife. Shaper. Ella, Rebbe Akiva Savar, I'm sorry. Savar Chodek Siv, Esa means one of them. Rebbe Akiva Savar Tartik Siv, it means both of them. Shaper. Ella, Rabba, Zamar Chamayis, Elah, Chamis, Nekimanayu. But according to Rabba, Rebbe Akiva is saying you're allowed to marry your mother-in-law after the wife dies. If that's true, listening to Amichamayis, why doesn't the Mishnah say, a woman left town, and they told him his wife died, and he married her mother. So the Gemara, I'm a lady, he didn't need to be krum, he's treifa, he's surim, he's to krum. True that the Torah said he doesn't get treifa, but it's forbidden, period. Trek the Gemara, Matthias, and Beshiva, that chaisa. Why don't we ban the wife from going back? He was mizana with her sister. Why shouldn't that ban the wife? Why are we treating her any different? Meaning, why don't we punish the husband that he can't go back to his wife? Just like we punish the wife, she can't go back to her husband when she was told her husband died. So the Gemara loy dami. Ishta de bemezer asira midraisa b'shaygi gazu rabbana. A woman that's mizana bemezer is asked to her husband. The b'shaygi rabbana made exera. Achoyt isha de bemezer loy asira. A wife's sister, even a guy's mizana with his wife's sister bemezer, doesn't ask her the woman to, her, to his wife. B'shaygi gazu rabbana. How do you know that when a person's mizana with his wife's sister, it doesn't ban his wife? The Tanya. Isa. The Pasuk says, V'shachat ish Isa. The extra word Isa is to tell me, Isa shchiva sasurasa, v'ain shchiva sasurasa. A woman is only banned by her having a relationship, not by her sister having a relationship. But they did shachubat adinu. Because logically, I would say the other way. Why? Ma'abam makam shabar isr kal, which at the end of the day, the Gemara considers ish and isr kal, because it's the only ever removable during the lifetime of both parties. Nesar iser, the husband who bans her from having a relationship with a different man, becomes usher by a relationship with a different man. So makam shabar usher chomer, achais isha does not get removed unless the wife dies. So isn't that for sure? That the woman should become usher. She's the one that banned her husband from having a relationship with her sister. She should be banned by that relationship. Yes. Without the drush of Isa, we would have made a Kal V'chomer and said that a woman becomes usher by her husband being mizana with her sister. Nothing to do with the Shach of Ish Isa. Without the Xeris HaKasiv of Isa, we would have said, if a person lives with his sister-in-law, his wife becomes Usher. We would have made a Kal V'chomer from Eish Es Ish.
Isa, next word? What's the
I don't know if it's an extra word. I don't know how else it would have been written, but the Gemara seems to think it's a drasha.
He quotes the Malkin saying it should have been Ima.
Thank you. Thank you. So to Gemara, that's why the Pasuk says, Isa, to tell me that she does not become usher by her husband's indiscretion with her sister. So to Gemara, Vaitam Rabbi Yehuda, Lenech, Luku, Beishame, Beiso, Bebaa, Chamoisi, Shepaisel, Ishtai. That's going to be derived from a Pasuk, that when a person lives with his mother-in-law, he cannot stay married to his wife, even though his wife did nothing wrong. Lenech, Luku, Bebaa, Chais, Ishtai. The Machlokes is about a sister-in-law. They don't darshan Isa. They still learn them like Paisu because they darshan Isa. I'm Rabbi Yaisi Lenechluku Beshame Besom, Baba Al Chais Ishta Shalai Paisu Lai Ishta. If a person lives with his sister in law, everybody agrees he does not Paisu his wife. Ama Nechluku, what are they arguing about? Baba Al Cham Isa. Shabeshame Iman Paisu. Beshamai says, I'm sorry, it's 6:18, I forgot to wake you up. Shabeshamai min paiso, Beshamai says it passels, Obesilai min lai paiso. Well, now, period. So that's the machlokes. Now the Gemara explains the logic. A logic to why she should not become passels. Bishabetchiluhu mutim b'chal nashin shabayla. Every man can marry any woman. Doesn't mean any woman. It means most women. She can marry any man. Kitcha, who he makes kedushin. I'm sorry, Kitcha. Each one imposes bans on the other. The issur that he asks her is more than the issur that she asks him. He asks her in all men. She only bans him in a relative. Her, who has such a big iser, as an HSC, she can't live with anybody. But if she does it by mistake, she doesn't become banned. He has a much more limited answer. For sure he shouldn't be banned than his wife when he makes a mistake. That works for shaking. How about if he lives with his sister-in-law and made it? She only becomes usher for her indiscretion, not for her sister's indiscretion. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that when a person lives with his mother-in-law, his wife becomes usher? The answer is, and this is the third shot in the word eten, burn them. Are you burning them? Terry says you're not burning his wife, but she becomes banned. Because Abai is cooler b'sreifa. We burn his wife. She didn't do anything wrong. The Torah is writing them to tell me she is affected, that she becomes usher. We do not ban a woman if her husband lives with her mother. Say somebody did that. Asher Yehuda Nagdi gave him Malkus. He loved Amr Shmuel Allah Kribyuda. Not in the fact that Shmuel said Allah is not the Kribyuda. Asras Allah is Surah the Alam. I would have answered her forever. Zakti Gemara, my Isra Kal. So now the Gemara is going to attempt to figure out what is this Isra Kal that A bans B and then B rebans A.
Before we define it as A speech.
That's the Matskana of the Gemara. Rashi told me the end. So I explained it at the end. The problem with that is, this is not cow, it's chayabisa. We're trying to find cow to be alive. We're trying to find something that's a lighter iser. This is really not a lighter iser. It has a leniency, which at the end the Gemara is going to say that's why it was called the lenient iser. But really, in essence, it's not something lenient. It's rather severe. So the Gemara is attempting to find an iser cow of a love, which is a real lenient answer.
Why didn't
it
answer right away? Could it answer this right away or not?
Well, we finished the braisa. The braisa took a whole half amen. And then, that's the Gemara my answer call. Amr Reb Chizda Magdu Grushasa Mishinitis. Reuven married a woman, divorced her. Shimon married her. By marrying her, he banned her on Reuven. Shimon divorced her. Reuven took her back. The answer. He now banned her on Shimon. When Shimon married her, he answered her to Reuven. When Reuven remarried her, that's
only
love. That has three severities over a wife's sister. Number one, she can nip my glove. She herself did the indiscretion. Number two is Isura Barayv. Any man would abandon her, not only her original husband. Number three, Isura Yisraelim. There's no removal of the sister, whereas Achais Isha can be removed at the death of the sister. Elamer Eslakish Yavama. The Yitzhar Kal is Yavama. Frekti Gemar Yavama Laman. A Yavama to whom? Elay Melachar. Is it a Yavama to somebody else? Means she was Mizana with another party. Could Rab Nuna, Dam Rab Nuna, Shemar Shem, Shazin Tassur, the Yavama. So the case would be the Yavama was Mizana with another man. She becomes usher to the Yavam. Now, the Yavam was the one that banned her to the other man, right? Reuven died. Shimon bans her to marry anybody else because she's bound to Shimon. She went and married somebody else. Shimon became Usher. So Shimon, who banned her, becomes Usher by a relationship with the one he banned, right? Ephraim, the stranger, was not allowed to live with her because of Shimon. By living with her, he bans her to Shimon. So the one who banned the woman becomes banned by the person he banned her to. He banned Ephraim, and now he becomes Asher through Ephraim. Mali Yavamishkin it Magov. She committed the indiscretion. Visura Barayv, and any man, if not one man. Elo Yavamalachim. Teretz is Yavamah to the brothers, which we're dealing now with rabbinic, according to Rashi. Avad b'maimer hai, Asher led the high. Reuven died and left two brothers. Shimon did a maimer. Levi's not allowed to marry her. Ba'ala idach. Levi lives with her. Asher led the high. Shimon bans it to Levi, and Levi rebands it to Shimon.
Is that a
lav,
or is that a
Eishesach?
When he does that?
It's, according to Tysus, it's Eishesach. No. According to Tysus, it depends on the machloikis we had all the way back on the Yudim and Beis. If whether this would be Karis or lav. For that, you don't need her to live. Even if Levi just did a mimer. It has to live with him because the Maimer wouldn't do it. And I feel it has to get. He can ban her on Shimon a different way. So obviously Yisrael needs an indiscretion, living with somebody. Elamar of Yechon and Saita, a woman that was Mizana. Now Saita Laman, okay, this is a woman that suspected Mizana. So therefore, the husband banned her to be Mizana, and now, by the husband living with her, he's banning her to the one who banned him, right? The guy who lived with her allegedly banned her to her husband. The husband lives with her, bans her forever to the one she lived with, allegedly lived with. If the husband were to die or divorce her now, the other guy can't marry her, right? And by living with her, he asks her on the alleged man of the affair. As soon as she has an alleged affair, she becomes also to her husband and to this guy. It's not the husband's living with her that's going to ban her to this guy. Even if the husband never lives with her, he divorces her. She can't marry this alleged guy. No Adam. Adam a Stira.
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 Regular Adam Stira, if there was no
Kinoi? No, there's nothing.
She can marry him.
Yes. She can stay married to her husband. Hi, it's your Kalu. It's your Chavaru. Saita to Labayo meaning that the Bayo answered it to her husband who banned him. Well, that's Aishas Ish. Dr. Gemara, I know Aishas Ish. Dr. Gemara, Elamar Rabba, Aishas Ish. Aishas Ish is the cow. Chemi Asa Rabba, and Rabbechen Aishas Ish. My car is Aishas Kau. She'eino Aishra Aishra Kau Yamav. Because it's removable during the lifetime of both parties. Tanya Nami Hachi, Abachon and Amim Shem Rav Lazar, Aishas Ish. Ma Abamachim Abba Aishra Kau. She'ein Isra Aishra Kau Yamav. Doesn't ban her all her life. It's removable. Nasser Aiser. Still, he becomes the one who banned her becomes Aser. Haba Iser Chomer Shaiser Aiser Koyamav. Ain Adin Shnasser Aiser. Achais Ish is not removable. Tamar Lamer Aiser Aiser Shchivas Aisrasa. Ve'ain Shchivas Achais Aisrasa. We will continue in Meretz Hashem tomorrow at 6 o'clock.